Harper Audio presents Bringing Adam Home, The Abduction That Changed America by Les Standiford with Detective Sergeant Joe Matthews. Read for you by Robert Fass. After the first death, there is no other. Dylan Thomas. Chapter 1. In the Beginning. Hollywood, Florida, July 27, 1981. Shortly after lunch on what seemed an ordinary summer afternoon, a young South Florida housewife set out on a shopping trip with her 6-year-old son in tow. It was the sort of outing that millions of other mothers all across the country might have taken on any given day. Her husband, a sales and marketing manager for a local hotel company, had noticed an ad in that morning's newspaper and called home to say that the brass barrel lamps they had been looking for had just gone on sale at the local Sears store. Maybe she ought to run over and take a look. She was happy to do it. They'd been wanting the lamps, and the chance to save a few dollars seemed too good to pass up. She freshened herself up, dressed her son in shorts, a polo shirt, flip-flops, and his favorite way-big boat captain's hat, and set out for the store. It was a Monday, typical 90-degree weather with humidity just as high, but that was July in South Florida for you. Come January, when the rest of the country was in a deep freeze, Floridians would have payback. Besides, traffic in their suburban town of Hollywood was light that early afternoon, and it was less than a 2-mile drive to the Sears Mall. As a bonus, the parking space she liked to use, near the receiving dock on the building's north side, where the whole family could remember it, was open.